Chapter 29. Next morning at breakfast, Great Hall was abuzz with the events of the previous night, though no beast could venture an explanation or solution to it all. When the meal was finished, Abbess Meriem rapped the table with a spoon, calling the Red Wallers to order.
Silence, please. Stay where you are, every beast. I have something to say to you all and to one in particular. A terrible thing has happened. Never in the history of our abbey has anything like this ever occurred. Last night, our hogwife Myrtle was very close to death. She had been poisoned, but not by any accident. It is my opinion that Myrtle was poisoned by some beast sitting here in our midst this morning.
An uproar and clamour arose until Skipper Joe thwacked the oak tabletop several times with his hefty rudder-like tail.
Order, mateys! Give order and let the Abbess Marm have a say!
Meriem continued in a loud, clear voice.
There is a poisoner among us, but whatever beast did this awful deed will not escape justice. Sister Wythe?
The slender mouse stood up, trembling slightly. She was not accustomed to public speaking. She piped up in a reedy voice, which grew bolder as she proceeded.
Whoever poisoned Myrtle used wolfbane, a plant that I know much about. If our poisoner knew much about wolfbane, then he or she would have used gloves. Let me tell you why. 2 days ago, I picked the wolfbane, but I forgot to wear gloves to protect my paws. This morning, when I woke to come down to breakfast, I looked at my paws. See?
Wythe held up both paws for all to look at. They were a deep crimson red, as though they had been dyed. She explained to the hushed audience.
If you hold wolfbane with bare paws, it will permanently stain them within 2 days of holding the plant. Luckily, I learned to make up a herbal wash to remove the stain. I have a basin of it in the infirmary. After breakfast, I will wash away the scarlet stains in my solution. But the poisoner has no such wash to do this simple task. So, friends, within the next day, or by early tomorrow, we will know who the poisoner is.
Wythe held up her reddened paws again.
The creature with paws that look